Chapter 9. Wisdom has built her house. She has carved out her seven pillars. She has prepared her meat. She has mixed her wine. She has also furnished her table. She has sent out her young women. She cries upon the highest places of the city, "Whoever is simple, let him turn in here." As for the one who lacks understanding, she says to him, "Come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Forsake the foolish and live, and go in the way of understanding." The one who rebukes a scorner gets shame to himself, and the one who rebukes a wicked one gets himself an insult. Do not reprove a scorner, lest he hate you. Give rebuke to a wise man, and he will love you. Give instruction to a wise one, and he will be still wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me your days shall be multiplied, and the years of your life shall be increased. If you are wise, you shall be wise for yourself. But if you scorn, you alone shall bear it. A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knows nothing. She sits at the door of her house, on a seat in the high places of the city, to call those who pass by, who are going straight on their ways. Whoever is thoughtless, let him turn in here. And to one lacking understanding, she says to him, "Stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant." But he does not know that the dead are there. Her guests are in the depths of the grave.